Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Pete, you are now in tune. I'm really, really excited tonight because we're going to be talking to Rel. That's R-E-L for all those who are tuning in with him for the first time. And take the time right now as we're waiting for him to give us a call in to check out his Facebook page. And not only check it out, like it. Okay? So for all those who can't find it, a little lazy like myself, I'm going to do the honors of posting his page on the Intune show page. So basically you guys can just go there and you can find it, like it, and support. You also can take the time to go to teamday.com and also RealMusic412 on his profile on Dat Tiff. So definitely go and check him out. He has a couple of albums up there, mixtapes, excuse me, and he's doing a damn thing. So you definitely want to go out and check out his music, which he has been doing for the last hour. You guys know how I like to like pick apart things and, you know, find my questions because, well, for all those who know me, I go on a whim. I really never or ever know what I'm going to ask one of our guests, but I'm definitely excited to get to talk to him. So for all those who want to ask questions, so show support and also be respectful because you guys know how I feel about that. You can dial in at 818-495-6975 and press 1, and it will let me know that you want to speak to Rel and myself. Again, guys, you can go and check him out on iTunes. He just has his new single up there, Bins and Bushes, which I was just checking out myself. He also has a few other mixtapes up there that you guys, and EPs that you guys can get in tune with. Mirror, Superstar, the EP, Orchestration, Out of You, and Color of Love. So there's quite a few up there. So be like a full day of listening and get to know well. So again, for all those tuned in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune show, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Without you guys, this would not even be a possibility. I also wanted to put out there that this is my last interview for a couple of weeks. I'm going to be on a hiatus and kind of making some changes with the show as far as our team and our different segments that we have on the show. I'm pretty sure that Diva J and Altitude would be on Sundays with Sports for the Locker Room, but I will be getting back to you guys either via the intuneshow.com or definitely if you guys have our app, you can, you know, be in tune that way, or you can check out tweets here and there, and definitely from Facebook. You guys haven't seen me that active. I'm normally like a beast in between time and all around time, always see Ms. P dipping and diving everywhere because I love to network and I love meeting new people, genuine people that is, and, you know, helping where I can. But I'm definitely been on a little hiatus because, like I said, again, I'm trying to make some changes to benefit, you know, the show more greatly and try to do more things out there with you guys publicly instead of always, you know, verbally over the phone. So if you guys have anything exciting you want to talk about, any businesses that you guys are just launching and stuff like that, you guys that are always in tune to the Intune show know that I love to do speed networking, which details are the following, which businesses we go on air, we tell everyone about our businesses and in tune with us, and you know, it's a 10-minute kick, so everybody goes around and tell everyone, and we just, it's very uplifting, and it's see that so many people out there have so many amazing things that they're bringing to, you know, the people out there and putting it into the universe, and it's my honor to have people on that are willing to share their skills, expertise, and knowledge, because, you know, it takes us to kind of take that moment to say, hey, you know, we have questions, we have learned this way, and now we're going to give back to people that need that same direction. So I always say, no matter how big you are, always remember where you came from, because it took someone believing in you and taking that time to pull you through those loops that were obstacles for yourself to get where you are today. So definitely, and stop worrying about more likes than you, if someone's listening to your music and words, how many views you got, because you know what, at the end of the day, that means nothing, because you can buy those things. You know what I mean? So, like, type of things now that I just, numbers don't even matter to me anymore. So I'd rather have two strong, genuine individuals that are supporting me than 50 million fake ones, if you know what I mean. So definitely, you know, try to give back the things that you learn out there, because it's only right, in my opinion. You know, a lot of y'all sit back there and say, oh, you always talk about, yes, I'm always going to talk about that, because it's definitely a good look, and it's, you know, it could be your brother, your son, and your, or your whoever, and you're looking for help or someone to guide them. Someone, because what you put into the universe is what you get out of it. Remember that. So our last show, we had the honor to talk to, you know, two young ladies that are registered nurses, and they're out there Reiki, excuse me, for out there, and I think that's an awesome thing, because it's a very, very natural way of healing. For those who don't know what it is, you can look it up at R-E-I-K-I, and definitely look into that. I never had a treatment myself, but I'm looking into making a point to have one, so the next time around, maybe I can get some cameras out there and see, demonstrate one, and then get in tune with it yourself on the show before I Kimberly Diamonds, and she's also a lovely, lovely individual out there. She has a ton of videos on YouTube. She has a ton of music everywhere. Just Google Kimberly Diamonds and you will find her. So shout out to, you know, the boy, to all possible, you know, big for tonight. And I think he's actually on the line now, and I don't have to wait for him. He's fashionably late, guys. Fashionably late. So without further ado, because I know you guys are tired of listening to me and want to get to know more about Well, can just really quickly, for all those who are just tuning in right now, to take the time to go to iTunes and go and check out Ben's Blushes single. And you also can find a like slew of other EPs and mixtapes that he has up there. Also take the time to visit teamwellupay.com and check out his Well Music 4112. So, without further ado, again, if you want to call in, please take the time to do so at 818-495-2975. Other than that, welcome to the show, Well. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me, by the way.
Oh, not a problem. I mean, I spent the last, you know, hour or so just, you know, bopping. So I was definitely excited to get to talk to you, because I was, like, actually really dancing, and anyone who knows me know
yeah.
I don't do that, so.
good.
I don't dance.
It can't be
I don't
bad,
dance
then.
At all. No, it's not bad at all. So tell us, because I know that you have a lot of different ones, you know, out at this time, and I'm just trying to catch up with you and, you know, make sure that I have all my info on point. So right now, what single do you have? Is it Porsches or is it the Cloth?
Right now we're working on, we're moving with Benzes and Porsches. So Nightcloth is actually going to be the next record that we go with. So right now we're still on Benzes and Porsches, yeah.
Okay. So I was like, wait a minute. I mean, this man is a monster. Like, that's all he do?
Yeah.
He sit and create?
Yeah, right.
Right, because I'm Googling you. And I'm researching, and I'm like, okay, wait a minute, Benzes and Porsches, okay, Nightcloth, okay, you know, it was just like that.
We kind of both records have already had, you know, like, energy, but we kind of are doing two different campaigns. So right now we're kind of winding down with the campaign with Benzes and Porsches, and then you'll get, you know, all the full same campaign for Nightcloth. And so we're excited about both of the records.
What was the inspiration for Benz and Porsches? I mean, you'd say Lust, Benz and Porsches. But the cover of the, you know, single actually kind of reminded me of G.I. Joe. Is that the direction you were going in?
Actually, that is the song that is in the G.I. Joe movie, but it actually, I did that song last May, so I had no idea, you know, about the G.I. Joe thing. That I didn't know the opportunity was going to come up or nothing like that. It was just, you know, I got a beat sent, a folder of beats sent over from Sledger and the Taylor Gang producer, who the song is produced by, so shout out him, but he just gave me some beats, and that was one of the ones I liked the most, I remember. And I just kind of went from there. The song isn't necessarily, you know, about cars or Benz and Porsches. It's just like the work and the grind and the hustle that goes along with, you know, getting yourself a vehicle like that or anything materialized like that. So it's just kind of like a, you know, like a grind, hustle, work song, which is kind of like what all my music is like at the moment.
So how long does it take you to decide, you know, should be a single, what should be an EP, and what should go on a mixtape? Do you have like a certain formula for this?
No, really the way what I do is I kind of, you know, when I vibe and make the song, kind of just when I'm vibing with it, I either get that feeling, you know, like when you hear, especially usually after the hook is finished, you know, I got it, or sometimes as soon as before I even finish the hook, as soon as I get like the melody in my head, I just know right away, like, that's catchy, or that's what people will want to hear every day. That's something that people can listen to every day, or whether that's just like an anthem for this group of people or that group of people. That's usually how I decide what would be the singles. And then other songs that, you know, they maybe like require like some more thought, or like you know, it's just more of a rap song and not too much you know, hook stuff and catchy stuff in it. Usually I save all that stuff reserved for the mixtape. So it kind of just depends on what I feel, you know, people would like to listen to on a day-to-day basis as I choose the singles.
Oh, okay. Well, you're schooling me. So tell me, do you ever worry about, like, the reception of anything that you put out there? Because it seems like you have that formula where you just, you know, like you just said, you put out a certain thing, you know, that's catered to certain people, et cetera. So do you ever really worry about the reception?
To be honest, no, because there's an element to music where, you know, there's a demand for it that will always be there. I feel like, you know, no matter what is going on, you know, with the economy or whatever, of course, you know, you may not, will you ever sell records like people once did? No, of course, that will never happen. But, you know, people are constantly on tour. And music is not only just like, you know, something that people, you know, just have like a little side care for. Music is a lifestyle for a lot of fans now. So fans, no matter what is going on, they're going to make sure they get to a Lil Wayne concert when he comes in town, that they're going to make sure they get to a, you know, a Future concert when he comes in town. You know what I mean? So that's just kind of, like I said, it's great that hip-hop has developed into being a culture and a lifestyle, I think, more than ever now, to the point where, you know, all your money you're gonna make is basically, you know, on tour. Really, you get a lot of feedback from going on tour, and I feel like, you know, that's not gonna stop. You know, I think that's gonna stay in music, you know, until we see the next thing.
Right. I want people to understand this about you, Raul. Like, you're very talented musically, but you are academically inclined as well.
I want people to
know that, you know, Raul is not just an intention mixing up stuff, as they say. He's, you know, he hits the books, he has a scholarship. I mean, basketball really well. I can't do nothing. I hate talking to people like you. What could you do? Run my mouth? I'm an expert at running my mouth. So, I mean, so basketball, wow, that's pretty exciting. Tell us a little bit about school.
Yeah, basketball I played, you know, since ever I can remember. I mean, as soon as I could stand, you know, my dad had a basketball in my hand, and my little brother's hand, and my older brother's hand. My dad actually played baseball for the Milwaukee Brewers for a little bit when I was really young. So we were just always a sports-rounded family. We lived in a sports-rounded community. So that's just something since day one that we always did. And right along with that, when, you know, school and academics and, you know, getting an education was always the number one in my house. That's one thing that, you know, that was always preached. So they kind of just go hand in hand, you know, and because obviously school a sport is a great way to get a scholarship. So that was always like our main goal as I was growing up was, you know, get your scholarships, you know, school, get your scholarship. And I did, and it was great. You know, basketball is like, I guess you could say like my first love. But I kind of did basketball, school, and music all together really as long as I can remember. So, you know, I just graduated from Bethany College just this past May. So I'm finished now. You know, I played basketball all 4 years in college. So it's been great, you know, and I'm blessed that, you know, I had good people behind me and good family behind me to drive me to do that, because there's more to the world than just, you know, making rap songs and all that. So I'm glad that I was able to do that, and I feel good that I'm finished.
Hello, Mel?
Hello?
Hello, Mel? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
Can you hear me?
And you said you're so good that, yeah, hey, so good what?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That you were saying and you feel that you had great people.
Yeah. So, and I think, you know, that's what, you know, made me been able to go to school and actually finish and get my degree, because I've always had, you know, good people behind me and good people in my ear, you know, telling me the right thing. So I feel good that I was able to do it, and now I'm finished.
Absolutely, and congratulations for that major accomplishment along with everything else that you can provide you.
Yes.
You are very welcome. So do you have any other hidden talents? I mean, is basketball, is book smarts, is music? I mean, is there anything else that you're not sharing with the public, like, you need to know?
Cooking. I guess something that, you know what, I can cook a little bit, actually. I like I like to cook and like make my own little stuff that nobody's ever really done before. In my head, I like to think nobody's ever done it before. I just like to get creative with cooking and just try to throw something together myself. But I think people will probably be surprised to hear that I golf. I try to golf like every day. I live for golf. I love golf.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and I'm not bad. I'm decent. Yeah, Tiger Woods is like my favorite athlete.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
that's
like
amazing.
A big Tiger Woods fan.
That's amazing. I mean, but I guess it all goes together. Both thinking like you said, school and music. You know, golf is something that takes concentration.
Yeah,
you know,
I always like, you know, I
focus.
Think what really got me on golf. Exactly. I think what really got me on golf is that it really tests you kind of at every level. And I was always good at basketball, you know what I mean? That really didn't, I guess you could say, it kind of came easy to me in golf when I first played. It was extremely hard, and it was, you know, I was upset that I couldn't be good at it. So I worked, I had to keep working at it to get good. So now I love it. I play, you know, as much as I can, because it's just, you never know with golf. One day you go out there and look like you're great, and the other day you look like you never played in your life. So that's what's fun about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate the fact that you, you know, enjoy it because it's something that's challenging versus something that's easy. I love that.
Yeah, right.
That says a lot about you. Mm-hmm. So tell me, I mean, you're a cutie. I looked at your Relevision TV, and I'm just like, okay, now you need to tell me, like, how many times a day are you beating women off of you? Because I'm just nosy that way. I want to know.
well, I have a girlfriend. We're actually on vacation at this moment together, so which is great. You're always gonna have, you know, like, I guess people, you know, trying to talk to you or whatever, and that's just kind of the daily routine, I guess, that I'm used to it at this point. And I mean, it's nice, you know, to let you know when that you're doing something good and there's some type of interest for you out there. But yeah, I mean, it's an often thing. But I'm not mad at it. Yeah, right.
No, I wouldn't be mad either. You know, no disrespect to your girlfriend, but it definitely takes a strong individual, from my experience in doing a quadrillion interviews. You have to have someone by your side that's definitely open and know that their position is not going to be affected by just a person, you know, and into you for your talents and stuff, because they don't know you as an individual.
Yeah.
They know you for your talent. So it definitely takes a strong woman. So kudos to your girlfriend for understanding that process. And just, you know, I just hope she always maintains that. Definitely. Yeah, are you guys at on vacation? Because I'm nosy too.
I'm sorry?
I'm nosy. So where are you guys on vacation?
Okay, we're in Clearwater, Florida right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tropicana.
I'm sorry, what did you say? The phone was breaking up. I couldn't hear
you. How did you come up with your name?
With my name? My name was actually given to me by my parents. I've been called Rel my whole life. Like, my parents' family, they call me Rel. It's not like a rap name, you know, it's just been, I guess, like a nickname for me my whole life. I haven't gotten like a firm story on it yet. I've heard a couple different things. I think the one that sticks the most is that there was a show called Happy Days, which was an old show, and there was a character on there named Fonza Relly, and I think the Relly, because I was called Relly for a while when I was young, and I think that I've heard that it came from the Fonza Relly name. People just called me Relly, and then it got shortened to Rel at some point. So that's the story I'm sticking with, because that's the one I've heard the most. So
thought it was really cute. I thought it was like something to do with Rel, like Rel Music.
Oh, okay. That's. I guess I could take that aspect of it too, because I try to make Rel Music. But yeah, it's just kind of like a nickname. You know, it's not. A lot of people always think it's like a rap name, and it's really not a rap name. It's just what I've been called. People are usually shocked when they hear like my mom call me Rel, because that's what I've been called my whole life. But to other people it looks kind of funny, but it's really not like that. It's just what I've been called.
Yeah, it's a cute name. It's a cute name. So is there anything else that you would like to do in addition to basketball, golf,
Yeah, I really, really want to act. I want to get into acting. We're actually kind of working on some opportunities of that right now, so I might be doing that a lot sooner than I think, but that's something that I've always wanted to do, but just never really, you know, took the time to get into it because of music, and I'm trying to, you know, get to where I want to be in music. So, but that's definitely something that I'm going to do in the near future, because, like I said, we have some things kind of in the works. I'm excited to do it. I've never done it. I've never took acting classes or anything like that, but I've been a clown my whole life, so I think I should be able to do something to where I would fit in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I could definitely see you acting as well.
Yeah.
Like, the things changed around you in general, because as we all know that, you know, people start to act little type of ways and often doing something positive, so has a lot of people changed around you, you noticed?
I'm sorry, can you say the last part? Your phone was breaking up.
Oh, sure. Have you noticed that a lot of people around you, from you branching off, you know, start acting differently towards you because you're doing your thing?
I mean, it's funny because when I was, you know, like in high school, I would get a lot of, as I started to get attention, you know, just locally, I got a lot of hate and people, you know, being jealous and things like that. And that was shocking to me because, you know, I figured, you know, to myself, I was, you know, a nobody. I was still just, you know, just a kid just trying to do music. And I was, you know, a little shocked that people were so jealous of that, because to me, I didn't really feel like I had anything, but, you know, I had a little name, which is, I guess, enough to make people jealous when you're young. But so now it's like the exact opposite. I really don't see or receive any hate at this very moment or jealousy. Everyone kind of embraces it and just loves it. You know, I'm just happy to. I get a lot of people that, you know, if I run into people I haven't seen in years, it's just like all love, and everybody just wants to ask a bunch of questions and, you know, tell me they're really happy for me and things like that. So it's been all great energy, just good things coming from it. I haven't really seen any change for the worse at this point. So I feel good about it. And, there's really no issue.
Good. That's good. So tell me, are you currently, performing and doing shows and appearances at this moment?
Yeah. I did You know, the last couple of years I have been doing a lot of stuff, you know, locally and in Pittsburgh and in some colleges around me and things like that. And right now we're working on a couple of different tours, actually. So we're setting some tours up right now, and possibly might be jumping on tours with some other bigger artists. So that'll be great for me. And then right now I'm really just kind of picking up just kind of some other things. Like I did a Sweet 16 party a couple weeks ago, and so I've been getting hit up for a lot of parties and things like that. So those things I'll do, but I'm not really looking to do, you know, any of the other, you know, Pittsburgh stuff that I had done in the past, because, you know, we're looking to branch out and reach out at this point and move with the other energy that we have going on off of the, you know, G.I. Joe movie and the singles and things like that. So like I said, the next big thing will be, you know, a good tour for me, which will be great for the first big tour step in my career.
Absolutely. So what are you currently, or not what are you, but who are you currently working with that adds, you know, to your project?
We're really not allowed to shout out any names at the moment, as much as I would love to. The only thing I could really say is that the producer, the Telegram producer, Sledgeon, who did the Bend of the Porsches single, he will also be on my two next coming projects. And I've done so much work with him in the last couple months that it's been great. So we've developed a nice relationship, and the music has just been coming out great. So we have a couple different things. I'll be doing some things with him on my mixtape and album once I get everything in place for the album and the EP and everything. So, yeah, but other than that, you know, like I said, that we'll leave that for some time to come.
Absolutely. So what if could you give another interested in taking your journey?
I'm sorry?
What advice would you give someone interested in taking your journey, like, into music? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the best thing that I think you could do is, one is perfect your craft, you know, get your music as good as you possibly can. You know, it's easy in this industry to forget that, you know, it is about the music. It is about making the best music that you possibly can. So that would be the very first thing. And then the next thing is to just stay on your path and keep doing what you've been doing, and just staying true to yourself, because that's another thing that can get in the way. When you're trying to do things like this and can knock you off, you know, your path, your grind. So just staying focused on what you're doing and not letting anyone else around you distract you is the very best thing you can do to make sure that you progress and not go backwards.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that you would like to add or let our listeners know about Well?
You can follow me on twitter.com/rel412. And we have the website completely getting remodeled, reconstructed right now, but people can still go on it right now. It's teamrelusa.com. So everything's on there, all the videos, mixtapes, everything's on there. Like I said, it's getting completely redone, but you can still go on there and get access to all the material right now. So teamrelusa.com and @rel412, follow me there.
Absolutely. So, Well, this is what I need you to do. Make sure that someone is connecting to me, that fabulous, fabulous manager of yours. Make sure that I know when your next thing is, like, dropping.
Yeah,
so we can
then
have you back, because I need to know all those names that you couldn't mention today.
Okay, great. Definitely. We will, we'll make sure we stay in contact. They're good at all that stuff. So we'll definitely be talking again. So thank you. I appreciate it for having me on the show.
Thank you for being on the show, and have a great vacation, and I'll talk to you soon. Sure.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, guys, so we just again, so run it down, go to Facebook and like his like page, do that ASAP. Again, I'm going to put it on my page so you guys can find it. For those lazy people out there like Miss P, definitely go to teamrelusa.com. Definitely go to that tiff at Well Music for 112, and he's definitely on Instagram. You know, I got it, had that info, but you guys can definitely check me for that later, because I had it, but I don't know where it went. A big shout out to my man RJJJ. You know who he is. To everyone who tunes in, shout out to Old Girlfriend, by the way. Like I said, it takes a special kind of individual to date someone that's out there, that's a cutie, that's doing the damn thing, because people are gonna watch. say or want, you know. I'm living that right now as we speak. But I'm definitely have a thick enough skin to know my position, so I'm not worried, not one little bit. So for all those, this is the first time, I hope it's not your last, and for all those who continue to, you know, support the Intune Show, keep doing it, because we're not going nowhere. Until next time, babies, you guys have a good night, and I will talk to you all soon.
I'm in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, to take it to the moon, let's go. Love, ain't no room for all that hating. I've been waiting all day to change.